Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:30. It is Monday, September 15th. Hope you guys had a great weekend. We are back. Busy weekend in Las Vegas, so much going on as usual, but it is good to be back with you guys. How's everyone doing this morning?
Doing good. Definitely a solid weekend. I did the buffet action on Friday, and after that, I saw Motley Crue. I relived my 80s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was good. You know, it was really good. You know, one thing that stuck out in my head, Mercedes, is that at one point, a lot of people were sitting down, which is crazy to me. Nikki Sixx gets on the mic and says, "Get your bleep out of your seats right now. This ain't no BSB concert."
Why is he ragging on the BSBs on Backstreet Boys? What the heck?
Well, I think he meant it like motivationally, and I thought, wow.
That's not, I mean, I didn't see a single person sitting in their chair at the Backstreet Boys. Did you guys?
Yeah, well.
Not a single person. Everyone was up and moving.
Sure. I think he didn't mean any ill will by it, but I'm like, man, is this shots fired? Motley Crue versus the Backstreet Boys?
Yeah, sorry. That's not happening. Hey, Motley Crue, they're cool. They had their day and stuff, but man, yeah. That's messed up. They're also where was the show at?
It was at Dolby Live.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, yeah. Great sound.
Well, how was your buffet experience?
It was cool. You know what I mean? My first buffet. You can only eat so much. I'll put it this way. In my head, I'm like, I'm going to eat all these plates, and it really wasn't that. You know, I only ended up eating maybe 4 or 5 plates, and they weren't even that full. I can see why people are excited by it, but for me, it was cool. It was cool. I don't know if I would do it like all the time. I think it's on a, I don't know how you are. It's a once in a while thing.
It's a zero times for me. I never go to, you know, if I do an all you can eat kind of thing, it's usually like a restaurant that has like an all you can eat kind of thing, like all you can eat barbecue or all you can eat sushi or something like that. But I can't tell you the last time I've been to one of those. Steph, have you gone to an all you can eat place? I think you guys do a sushi place, don't you?
Oh yeah, I love all you can eat sushi. Buffets are different for me because I like my specific things, and I'm kind of a creature of habit when it comes to food. But all you can eat sushi is my jam. I love all you can eat sushi.
And those, there are some really good restaurants in town for that, right?
Oh my gosh, everywhere you go, there's an all-you-can-eat sushi place.
Yeah.
I go to the one right across the street from South Point. Top Sushi is so good. And they don't give you like a ton of rice on the fish either. It's very small. So I'm like, wow, I'm actually getting a deal here instead of all this rice.
I've actually driven right by there. Very cool. How was your weekend, Mercedes?
It was good. It was busy weekend. Hosted the dessert before dinner gala for the Girl Scouts on Saturday night. And we raised a lot of money. It was so much fun. I saw a lot of you guys listening out there, and it was just really cool to be out and connect with the community like that. And then Saturday, it was like football day, chill day. I got to finally finish one of my K-dramas. I love watching K-dramas, but their once like season is like 18 episodes, so it takes me a long time to get through them because I can't watch them like every day. It's like just on the weekends basically. But finished, it was called Crash Course in Romance.
Mm.
And it was so cute. It was adorable. Highly recommend if you're into K-dramas. But yeah, that was kind of it for me. Watched the Emmys last night. We'll be talking more about that this morning. So it was a busy one, but we're ready to get back to it this morning. And we've got a lot coming on. Big concert announcement coming up at 7 o'clock this morning. And you will be able to win tickets to said concert right around 7:30. And yeah, make sure you are listening in the 8 o'clock hour. We have a really cool prize with Heads Up. All of that is on the way. Let's do it. Let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Hold On by Wilson Phillips? Someday somebody's going to make you want to turn around and say goodbye. Until then, baby, are you going to let them hold you down and make you cry? Don't you know? Don't you know? Do you want to hear Spice Up Your Life by the Spice Girls? Do you want to hear Creep by TLC? Those are your choices. You can vote right now. A couple ways for you to do that. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. Or text or call us right now. 702-364-9400. It's Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, Travis Kelce, he admitted he cried when he proposed to Taylor Swift. So is it sweet or is it awkward when guys cry during a proposal? We're going to talk about it coming up next. But first, the votes are in. And Spice Up Your Life by the Spice Girls is a pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Pre-show, you pick them. Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6:02 Monday morning, September 15th. Clark County schools have the day off, teachers in service day. So the commute may be a little lighter this morning, kids sleeping in. So that's always nice. How's everyone doing this morning?
Doing good. Watched the fights over the weekend and pretty much, just kind of chilled out, relaxed. So yeah, I'm good.
It was a nice weekend. A lot of football, hosted the Girl Scouts Gala. It was great to see everyone out there for that. I came in this morning. And apparently, our company is cutting some corners in some ways I didn't even realize. And you and Steph, you guys noticed something. What's going on?
Yeah, so cutbacks made here at work became a real thing last week. By the way, if anyone here has a story, feel free to call in or text. 702-364-9400 is the number. So it all started last week, ladies. Last week, I noticed there was no soap in the men's bathroom. And I'm like, okay, well, that actually continued on through the rest of the week. No soap. So I go into Steph's studio. I'm like, hey, can I grab a wet wipe? And she made a joke. She says, that'll cost you 45 cents. And I knew she was joking, which she was.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, of course.
Right. And and so I grabbed one. And then the next day, I had to grab another wet wipe because we have no soap in the bathroom. And then she had shared that apparently wet wipes, she pays for them. She brings them in. I had no idea. I low-key felt so bad because I thought the company supplied these wet wipes. I thought the company supplied everything.
I'm guessing if they're not supplying the soap, they're not supplying the wet wipes.
I didn't put two and two together. That's my bad. And and Steph even said, you know what? I'm going to have to get you your own wet wipes. And I said, no, don't do that. I'm going to bring my own. I will bring you one. I will bring you a whole pack. But yeah.
Steph's the unofficial supplier of the radio station at this point.
Look, I don't want to be labeled as that because now everyone's going to come into my studio and be like, Steph, I heard you got the goods.
First it's the wipes, next it's the paper towels, then Julian's going to start asking you for gas money to get here.
Yeah, so Julian was under the impression that we had these like Lysol wipes, you know, yeah, like that the company supplied them. And so he was coming into my studio quite a few times. I'm like, you know, giving him the little hard nudge, like, he's like, put it on my tab. And I'm like, like, yeah, but I'm gonna, and stuff like that. So we were joking, and then I'm like, oh my God, he really thinks that, like, I that the company supplies them. Like, hey, just to let you know, like, we bring, like, I have my own Lysol wipes, I have my own tissue box, I have my own hand sanitizer. Like, all of that stuff is from me. It's not like the company and, like, custodians are here restocking everything.
No, yeah, I have my own wipes too that I bring myself. I remember once, just speaking of people taking the stuff that you brought, I remember I had this box of protein bars here in my studio, and I came in one morning and they were unopened. I like had brought them in, but I hadn't opened them yet. And then they were opened and there was a note on them. And the note said, I got hungry. Sorry.
Signed who?
One of our coworkers. I'm not going to say who it was, but I was like, sorry. Oh my God. Like, they just opened my box and took one, and they, no offer to replace it. No, no. It was just, it was so weird. I got hungry and took one. Sorry. And I was like, okay. So after that, I just started hiding stuff that I didn't want anyone to take. It just, you know, times are tough, but I think it's funny, Steph. You're like that. If corporate finds out you're footing the bill for station cleanliness, they're going to put you on maybe on payroll, like head of sanitation or something.
Oh,
like
sign
that.
Me up. I can use some extra money. Shoot, I'll go to Costco and I'll start selling the things for a dollar.
So the question is, who do I owe for this paper and these pens I've been using?
That, I think, is actually station supply.
Yes.
Okay.
I think you're good on that.
Thank
one.
Thank God.
We've got a lot coming up on the show this morning, 7 o'clock. We've got a big concert announcement for you, and we'll be giving away tickets for that concert right at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. Also at 7, another chance to win with Beat Mercedes. We have a $150 diamond pendant from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. And then with Heads Up in the 8 o'clock hour, your chance to check out J01. J01 is going to be in our Verizon Sound Space for a Q&A. They are a Japanese pop boy band, and two of the members are going to be here. It's going to be really cool, so make sure you are listening for that. But coming up next, we have What's Trending. The Emmys were last night, and some of the wins had people cheering. Others had jaws on the floor. I'm going to break down the biggest surprises and who walked away with the gold coming up next in What's Trending. The home of Vegas.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
The 77th Primetime Emmy Awards aired live from the Peacock Theater in Los Angeles last night, hosted by comedian Nate Bargatze. It was a big night. The Pitt, it took Best Drama, and the show... The studio, it scored Best Comedy. Now, Adolescence won Best Limited Series. That one was especially cool because 15-year-old Owen Cooper, he made history as the youngest male actor to ever win an Emmy. Some of the acting highlights, Noah Wiley, he won Best Lead Actor in a Drama for The Pitt. Here's what he had to say.
To my children, to my parents, to my step-parents, and to my beautiful wife, Sarah, who owns half of this, not just because it's California law, because she earned it. And mostly to anybody who's going on shift tonight or coming off shift tonight, thank you for being in that job. This is for you.
I haven't watched The Pitt yet, but I've been hearing about it for a couple of months now, how good it is. So I think this is kind of the straw that broke the camel's back. I'm going to have to start watching it now.
Yeah, same. I love the fact that he gave a shout out. I know the show is about healthcare workers, but the fact that he recognized them, just it just means so much more. So I'm with you.
Also, Severance, Britt Lower, she grabbed lead actress for Severance. And in comedy, Seth Rogen accepted the Best Actor Award.
If you watched our show, if you appreciated our show, if you voted for our show especially, thank you very much. I'm legitimately embarrassed how happy this makes me.
I love that show so much. If you have not watched The Studio, make sure you watch it. It's hilarious. Jean Smart, she won for Hacked. They all took home the big acting trophy. On the variety side, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert won Best Talk Series. Yes, the same CBS show that the network just canceled.
I realized that in some ways we were doing a late night comedy show about loss. And that's related to love, because sometimes you only truly know how much you love something when you get a sense that you might be losing it. And 10 years later, in September of 2025, my friends, I have never loved my country more desperately. God bless America.
It was a fun night. I think that the biggest part of the night, though, was not even about the winners. It was when the host, Nate Borghetti, had that charity stunt to shorten speeches.
45 seconds. That's what you got. To start the show, I am going to donate $100,000 to the Boys and Girls Club of America. So if you stay 45 seconds, it stays at $100,000. Every second you go over 45 seconds, we will deduct $1,000 away from the Boys and Girls Club.
So I feel like it kind of backfired because there was no money left at the end of the night.
CBS is going to add $100,000. I will give $250,000. It takes us to $350,000 to the Boys and Girls Club.
Look at that.
Thank you guys so much for being out here.
They had to add money. CBS and Nate Borghetti had to add chip in some cash. So they did end up on the plus side, $350,000 at the end of the night. But a lot of people felt like it was, you know, the idea of it was fun, myself included. I thought, oh, this will be good. But it was just so distracting all night long.
Yeah, we were talking about this on Friday. I just think it was too much pressure. You know what I mean? When you're accepting an award, you have all these emotions going on to keep things under 45 seconds. I thought it was just not realistic. But he had good intent. And I will say, correct me if I'm wrong, I only caught bits and pieces of it. Seth Rogen seemed to have himself trained under the speeches. All his speeches seemed to be under 45 seconds. He was like speeding through it. So if anyone did it, it was definitely Seth Rogen.
It was a great night. Yeah, especially if you are a big fan of the studio and of The Pit. And that is what's trendy. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Thanks again to everyone who came to the Dessert Before Dinner Gala for the Girl Scouts this weekend. It was a gorgeous event. We raised a ton of money. Everything went so well. It was a lot of fun. It was, except for after it was over, something happened. I was just kind of mingling with people and talking, and this woman comes up to me. And she's talking to me about her daughter, and I was like into the conversation. She was talking about some of the activities she's involved in and stuff. And as we're talking, she like just keeps stepping closer and closer to me. And I'm kind of like stepping a little back. And I was like, why is she like getting so close to me? And it was fine. I just thought maybe she had a couple glasses of wine. You know what I mean? You can kind of tell when someone's kind of had a couple of drinks and stuff. So I start leaning back a bit, thinking maybe she's going to get the hint. And nope, she keeps stepping in like, I don't know, like we're doing some slow dance or something. And I was like, what the heck? So by the end, I'm basically like, I am like basically bent back like I'm Neo in the Matrix. I'm like, what the heck? And then it happens. She's mid-story. And she coughs, not in her elbow, not in her hand. Nope, directly in my face. She's like, and then,
oh no,
like doesn't cover her mouth, nothing. I felt the wind. I felt the droplets. I felt like I was in the splash zone at SeaWorld. I was like, oh my God, like I froze. The wildest part, she didn't even acknowledge what she had just done. She just kept talking. And I kind of looked at her husband who was standing next to her, and he looked mortified, like he caught it. And my husband, I saw him, and he was furious. He grabs my purse and he says, "We have to go." And I was like, "Sorry, I gotta go. Bye." And we left. And I was like, I was just frozen there. Like, I didn't wipe my face when it happened, even though I wanted to. I didn't say, ew. I just stood there just like frozen because I couldn't believe what happened. And so now I'm paranoid. I'm going to get sick, basically. But has anyone ever done something like that? Like, what's the rudest or grossest thing someone has ever done in your personal space? 702-364-9400. When it happened, did you freeze like me? Did you acknowledge it? It was just like, I still am in disbelief that happened. It was so crazy.
I'm in disbelief she wasn't cognizant of what she did. Like, she didn't even go after you at some point in the night and apologize? Nothing?
Well, she didn't have a chance. My husband was so mad that he just walked me out of there. He's like, we're leaving. Like, it was so awkward. Steph, I know you've had like someone invade your personal space before. What happened?
Yeah, this was a couple weekends ago. We were out at Fremont and we were out dancing. We were at the bar. And you know, vapes are a huge thing right now. And I remember being next to a couple and this guy, he takes a hit of his vape. You could see it, like the light is lighting up on his vape. He goes to blow it out and he's trying to be nice to his girl, but he's blowing it away from her and he ends up blowing the smoke all in my face. And you know, the vape smoke is huge. It's like a fog machine, right? So when he's blowing it in my face, I'm like, oh my God, I'm like fanning it, I'm coughing. And he just looks at me, looks away, doesn't say anything, doesn't say sorry. And I'm like, is this guy going to say sorry? Nothing, walks away. But I got to admit, though, the flavor did taste good.
At least it smelled good. You're so like, okay, like, papaya. Oh, nice. Yeah. I like it. 702-364-9400. We're getting some text here. This one says, I was on a first date and the guy coughed into his hand, then immediately reached over to grab my fries. I couldn't even move fast enough to stop it. This one says, as a nurse, this is our everyday. I can only imagine. That is, yeah, that's got to be tough. I hope your immune system is not compromised at that point. This one says, my toddler nephew sneezed into my mouth. I gagged my sister and I just sat there questioning my life choices. Let's talk to Anthony. Anthony, good morning. When did someone just really violate your personal space?
So about 3 years ago, I used to work out on the strip. I was a security officer and I was dealing with a homeless person, to be nice about it. And this person, while we're interacting, having a conversation, coughed right in my face. Well, 2 weeks later, I ended up in the hospital for the next 2.5 months of COVID.
Are you
kidding?
Ventilated
the whole work.
Was it on purpose that they coughed, or was it like an act? Not that it matters, but
they were your typical type of street person that you see.
Out of it. Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry, Anthony. Have you fully recovered from it? Because I know.
Yeah.
Oh, you have? Okay, good.
I had to learn to walk again and everything. But as a matter of fact, I was the first patient to leave the hospital I was in who was actually on a ventilator.
Wow. I am so glad you are doing okay now. It's like, people, can we just... I get it. We're going to cough. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Just cover your mouth. Like, what's the problem with that, you know?
And be aware of your surroundings, who you're around. To me, that's just... I mean, to me, that's just common sense, right?
Yeah, I just, I am so disgusted. Just got a text here from Abby, who is a first grade teacher, and she says, what's personal space? you would be one person to ask about that.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Ariana Grande. She is not having it with ticket resellers. She hopped on her Instagram story this weekend to let fans know she has been on the phone nonstop trying to fix this mess with her upcoming tour. She said she wants tickets in the hands of her fans, not the bots, not the scalpers, not the guy on Craigslist asking for double face value plus gas money. Ariana's Eternal Sunshine tour kicks off next June. And yeah, a lot of people are really upset that they are fans and they just can't get their hands on tickets. Steph, I know you tried to get tickets. Did you have any luck?
No. Oh, you know what? No, through Ticketmaster. Because I was like, absolutely not. I'm not going through this war. So what I did was smart about it is I hit up my friends who live in Oakland who plan on going to the tour. And I said, how about we get a suite? And when you get a suite, you don't have to go through Ticketmaster. You go through the venue. And so that's kind of like my little hack. It's expensive. I'm spending a lot of money. But there's a 24 people suite that we got. And we're going on the first day, the June 9th. the June 6th tour.
That's awesome. Yeah. So you just divide the cost by 24, and it's probably still pricey, but then don't you get like food and all that kind of stuff?
Yes. So with Oakland Arena, I believe it's first come, first serve on the seats, and then you'll have the suite. And so if you don't have any seats, you could do standing. So right when the suite opens, me, my husband, my sister-in-law, and my brother-in-law, we're like, we're getting there right away. We're putting our purses down so that we can, we're sharing it with people that we don't know.
I'm just amazed. You know 24 Arenators?
24. I wouldn't say they're all. There are probably some plus ones in there.
That is impressive, though.
You don't think she has the fan base to have 24?
Well, I mean, I don't know 24. I don't have 24 friends.
Oh, yeah, but you're she said she's sharing it with strangers, right?
Yeah, I'm sharing strangers. Okay. Yeah, I'm not like, okay, I need to get 24 people.
Yeah.
No, and I'm not in charge of it. I'm like, I'm not in charge of this suite. I will pay my money and let it go because I can't imagine how much money they're depositing, having to do that and all, and tackling like all of the finance.
That's nice that someone's doing that for you.
Cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Also, this morning, we spend around $800 million a year on pumpkin spice products. And it turns out it's not all bad for us. The real deal spices actually have hidden health benefits. Cinnamon, that can help lower your blood sugar. Ginger can help with your gut health. And nutmeg has antioxidants. The only downside, experts say, is if you overdo it with nutmeg, things can get weird fast. I guess, I don't know how, but so that pumpkin spice latte might actually be good for you as long as you're not guzzling a gallon of the syrup along with it.
This is good to know. Now I don't need to feel so bad.
Exactly.
Because I'm having this every single day. But yeah, the sugar thing is definitely what concerns me. But yeah, this is good to know. I always get like half of everything, half the sugar, half everything. So it's nice. So I don't overdo it.
That's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Also this morning, a bar in Washington, D.C. just opened that requires you to lock up your phone the second you walk in. It's called Hush Harbor. It's created by Hell's Kitchen winner Rock Harper, if anyone knows who he is. The idea is to unplug and actually talk to people instead of staring at your screen all night. Just imagine sitting across from someone, making eye contact and actually having a conversation that is not in a group chat. It actually sounds kind of nice. They're open Wednesday through Saturday if you need a break from the doom scrolling and want to remember what, you know, being present feels like. I don't know how well this is going to work out, though. I do feel like people are kind of married to their phones, so I'm not sure how many people are going to show up for this. I hope it goes well, but I don't know.
I'm with you. It could work out really good, or it could also be extremely awkward. I'm just thinking back when you're sharing the story. It's kind of sad the fact that someone's got to lock up our phones to actually try to have a real authentic conversation with one another when back in the day, that was the norm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just a real sad commentary on how addicted we are to our phones. But we'll see if that place does well. If so, it could be the newest trend. Who knows? And that's what's going on.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Hi, Abby.
Hi.
You're caller 20. Woo-hoo! You get to play Beat Mercedes.
Yeah.
How you doing this Monday morning?
I'm doing great.
Let's do this. Let's make it even better. A $150 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. If you can guess the song and the artist faster than I can. We had a winner last week, so maybe today's the day. Another winner. That would be fantastic. You ready to do this?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, I'm leaving the studio right now. Good luck, Abby. Bye.
Bye.
All right, check it out, Abby. Mercedes is leaving the studio. She cannot hear a thing. I'm going to break down the rules for you real quick. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, you're going to shout out, got it. And once you say got it, I'm going to stop the clock and the song, and you have 5 seconds to say something. Sound good, Abby?
Okay.
Okay, let's do it. That sound starts now. Seconds. All right, what you got?
I don't have anything.
You want to take a guess? You have 3 seconds to guess it. Anything?
No, I've got nothing.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay. You never know what might happen. Let's bring in Mercedes. The word is you work at Gunderson Middle and you work at the in the nurse's office?
Yes, that's correct.
Awesome. Well, thank you for what you do. We appreciate you. And I believe Mercedes. Yeah, no problem. I believe Mercedes is back.
Hello.
Hello. How are we feeling?
I'm good. I'm ready to go. Let's do this.
Okay, it's Monday. Shake it all out. Mercedes. And that sound starts now.
I know this. I just don't know. Got it.
What you got?
Walking on Broken Glass, I know, is a song. I'm going to say Annie Lennox. It's either Annie Lennox or the Eurythmics. I don't know which. I mean, I know.
Final answer.
Annie Lennox.
Final answer.
Annie
okay.
Lennox.
We have Steph with official results.
Mercedes, you stopped the clock. 5.4 seconds. You are correct. Walking on Broken Glass by Annie Lennox.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Now, Abby, she went the full 20 and she had no idea what the song was.
I'm sorry. That's an oldie but goodie there, Abby.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So Annie Lennox is in the Eurythmics. I didn't know if it was both of them or just her on this one. And so, yeah, well, that means tomorrow morning we have a $175 diamond pendant that we want to give you with Beat Mercedes. So be listening. 7 o'clock right now. Annie Lennox. It's Mix 94.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. If you ever want to reach out to the show, maybe you have a song request, maybe you want to make a shout out, you want to comment on something we're talking about, we'd love to hear from you. You can call us or text us at 702-364-9400. I just read something this morning that I think some people may be surprised by, others not so much, but marriage counselors are saying that it's actually normal and it's even healthy to have a crush outside of your marriage. It's real research, not just like internet chatter. This is like the real deal. They studied this. They say that most long-term couples deal with it at some point, and it doesn't mean you're unhappy. It's just human nature. Do you think that, do you have a crush on someone if you're in a relationship? Do you think it's healthy? Does it upset you if your spouse has a crush? And if you do have some sort of a crush, who's it on? And do you reveal that to your significant other? 702-364-9400.
I would say, and I'm not married, but I would say as long as it's innocent. You know what I mean? If it doesn't get in the way of the actual marriage and relationship, I mean, we're all human at the end of the day. We're not robots. So initially I'm thinking, I think it's fine.
Well, what do you define as innocent versus not innocent?
Sure. A crush would be someone that you think is, that's cute.
That's attraction. Like, that's just normal human nature, right?
Right, absolutely. Now you're crossing the line when it actually affects the actual marriage. Like, for example, I can only imagine maybe someone that's leaving work early to go see this crush. Things along those lines when lies, white lies, or just lies in general start happening. That would be my
best. That's when you kind of move from crush territory to, I'd say, cheating territory. Even if you're not physically cheating, I think mentally cheating can be just as bad. But
sure.
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. My opinion is it depends on who the crush is. I feel like a celebrity crush, totally safe. Like, I could say, like, Pedro Pascal is my guy, and Matt would not even blink. Like, he'd be like, what are the chances of that, really? And they're, you know, come on, it's harmless. But what about if it's someone in your real life? Like, what if you have a crush on your neighbor or your coworker or someone, you know, the guy across the street that always, you know, mows the lawn shirtless and waves? Is that an okay crush, or is that where things are like, this is a little, this feels a lot less harmless all of a sudden? So what do you guys think? Is a celebrity crush one thing, but a real life crush something you should never admit? Like, where is the line between normal and not okay?
Yeah, a real life crush actually makes more sense because that person is obtainable. You see that person all the time. But again, you know, there's nothing wrong with admiring someone's looks, right? Like, I mean, I see people all the time where I admire how they look.
But you don't have a crush on them. Like, that could be just a stranger. Like, how do you even know that person? I feel like that's when you kind of know a personality, right?
Sure. So, okay, you would define a crush as what? Someone, when you're thinking about someone all the time?
When you're, like, attracted to someone in a way that's, like, more than just, you know, a harmless, I don't know. Do you know what a crush is? I mean, how would you define a crush?
I would say when you're finding someone attractive, you enjoy their company or just looking at them, but that's it.
I would enjoy Pedro Pascal's company, but I don't know him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
It's hard to say. What do you think? 702-364-9400. Steph, do you have a crush on a celebrity or someone in real life?
I mean, celebrity crushes, like, what's that guy's name from Emily in Paris? He was the British guy. Mm. His name starts with the L.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
And I think that's the difference with me and my husband. It's like, I think a crush, and it's fun and playful and it's harmless, is like, it's a quick attraction. It's a celebrity. It's playful. And it's like, I'm not keeping any secrets, you know? The where it gets, like, the line drawn and where it's potentially harmful, it's like when you're actually seeing these people regularly and there's secrets involved and maybe you're, like, fantasizing something about them that you shouldn't. That's where I'm like, okay, that's harmful. And with James and I, like, we're so silly. We have a neighbor that he's a good looking guy, and we're not gonna doubt that. And when he comes home, when my husband comes home, we're like, did our crush come home yet? Like, we have a crush on him.
Oh, you, like, both have a crush.
And we have, like, a fake scenario. Like, oh yeah, his name is Mike. He works at the gym. He has, like, a cute dog, and we can totally, like, share our lives here. Like, you know, like, that is, like, when I think it's playful. Now, if it's like, oh no, Mike's coming over, he's my guy, like, that's where it gets, the lines are crossed.
Yeah, that's a good point, because I used to work out at a CrossFit gym, and there was this one guy in there that was, like, so oddly attractive. Like, it was just like, he looked like he could be a model. And Matt worked out at the same gym, and he's like, man, that guy's a good looking guy, isn't he? And I'm like, yeah, he is.
He gave me the pass.
Yeah, but he did. But then I will never forget, you know, there's this thing called the CrossFit Open, and we all compete in different events. And he was my judge one day, and I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, this guy, I got to do push-ups in front of this guy. I got to do squats in front of this guy. And he was so nice. He's just like, you got this. I was like, he motivated me, but at the end of the day, I was like, that was the worst possible thing that could have happened to me. I was so paranoid. Hey, Suzanne, good morning. What do you think? Crushes when you're involved in a relationship?
Well, I think they can be totally safe. Years ago, I was married, and there was a coworker of mine who was also married with a family, but I just admired him. He was
not super handsome, but just funny and witty and just always just made me smile when I saw him and I talked to him.
That's sure. All.
And it was just my own private little crush.
And it's like totally amazing. Harmless. You're not going to act
totally
on that
harmless.
At all. No. Yeah, I love that. No. Sometimes you're just attracted to the person and the personality, but it doesn't mean that you'd do anything. This text just came in. It says, my wife knows my celebrity crush is Dua Lipa. I told her if Dua ever DM me, she's gone.
Yeah.
She said, good luck. She can have you and your Costco sweatpants. I don't know if Dua wants that, but yeah.
I mean, hey, it's Dua Lipa. Come on.
You never know. It's mixed. 94.1.
Are you ready?
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Anthony, good morning. You're caller 20.
Woo-hoo.
Hey. Oh, I love it. We've got the whole family. So, Anthony, we've got Capri and Milan also in the car with you. How's everyone doing?
Good.
Oh, I love it. Okay, Duran Duran tickets up for grabs here for the Mega Minute this morning. Here's the deal. You've got 60 seconds to answer 10 questions, Anthony and Capri and Milan. If any of you know the answer, just shout it out, because if I hear the correct answer, we're going to move on to the next question. Are you guys ready for this?
Yeah.
Ready.
All right, you three. If you're struggling with a question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, and if we have time in the end, we'll circle back to that question, and the Mega Minute starts now.
Simon Le Bon is the lead singer for which band?
Pass.
Which movie featured the famous line, Hasta la vista, baby?
Terminator.
Yes. Who was the first person to walk on the moon?
Neil Armstrong.
Yes. Now hosted by Ryan Seacrest, what game show was hosted by Pat Sajak?
That is Wheel of Fortune.
Yes. Olive Oil is a cartoon character from what TV show?
Popeye.
Yes. What singer's fans are called Cheerios?
Pass.
What is the name of Kim and Kanye's oldest daughter?
North?
Yes. What do you call Japanese wine that can be served hot or cold?
Saki.
Yes, the Canelo versus Crawford fight this weekend took place at what Las Vegas venue?
Allegiant Stadium.
Yes, what fruit is made up of 92% water?
Watermelon.
Yes, Simon Le Bon is the lead singer for which band?
Duran Duran.
Oh, it was Duran Duran.
So close.
It was Duran Duran, Anthony, but that doesn't mean we still can't make you a winner because we skipped over another question. That was what singer's fans are called? Cheerios? Sheeran? Ed Sheeran's fans are called Cheerios. I'm sorry, you guys. So close, but not close enough. And that means caller 20 right now. You're getting those tickets to see Duran Duran just announced this morning that they are coming back to the Fountain Blue Las Vegas. This is a New Year's show, January 1st, 2026. Caller 20 right now. You get the tickets, 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
A new survey says some people are so hooked on AI that they can't even write emails anymore. 73% of regular chatbot users admit that they feel dependent on it. One in four say they struggle to write emails without it. Nearly half say professional documents are tougher, and 21% admit making decisions is harder without AI. Younger users are the most reliant, with Gen Z leading the way. And yes, a quarter of those addicted say they want to cut back, but something tells me they're probably asking ChatGPT how to do that.
That is a concern. I don't use ChatGPT for emails, but definitely when it comes to decisions. Not every decision, but I would say probably one out of three. What about you?
I try not to use it. I use it for silly things. I use it for, hey, what is my, you know, what is my midheaven in? What is my Lilith in? Like, I do a lot of astrology stuff on there. But one thing I have noticed is, like, emails from people that have changed over the past year or so, like, they used to write emails a certain way, and now they seem like super like professional. And sometimes I'll copy and paste those into a chat GPT like detector, and they'll come back like 85% chat GPT. And I'm like, I knew it. Cause all of a sudden you're like, your emails are different now. I can just tell.
Now here's a question. Do you reply back? Like, do you say anything?
No, okay, I don't say anything. I'm just like, I it's just because I had an idea, and so I definitely
that's very smart.
I just definitely want to see like who's really writing them or who's using ChatGPT to write them. Steph, do you use ChatGPT?
Whoop, hang on. Whoop button. Okay, there we go.
Yeah, I do. I love ChatGPT, actually. I love it for personal advice. I love it for work stuff too. Like when I have to think of things for the show, I'm like, help me formulate this into a radio topic because I have this story. I just don't know where to go. And ChatGPT will come up with it. And I'm like, oh my God, thank you. My own story, my own thoughts. So it's like, Sure. Why not use it as a tool?
Do you use it to write emails?
Heck yeah. Sometimes I did use it as an email.
I copied one of your emails and it was, and it came back 85% ChatGPT.
It is so helpful when you have 20,000 things to do and you just ask ChatGPT to write this email for you. I'm like, cool, copy.
The only reason I did is it was a really long email. I'm like, wow, Steph really wrote. I'm like, is this all her? And so I just put it in one of those bots and it was 85% ChatGPT. You did change some things in it.
I did.
Sure.
I own it. I own up to it. I do use it for emails.
But Steph, here's the thing. Now people are going to expect this level of email from you every single time.
I don't think they're going to expect it from me because that was a once in a lifetime. They'll get it once and that's it.
I mean, a lot of other people are doing it. You're certainly not the only one. So that, yeah. And the fact that you admit it, you're a step ahead of everyone else who does not admit it.
Exactly. I'll own up to it. Accountability.
Also this morning, it is crunch time again for TikTok. ByteDance, the app's China-based parent company, has until Wednesday to sell or risk a U.S. ban. Now, the president addressed it yesterday, saying the decision could go either way. And then later tweeted that trade talks with China went very well and hinted a deal involving a certain company, quote unquote, young people care about, had been reached. Translation, TikTok's fate is still up in the air in the U.S., but it sounds like it could be a positive set of movements here, so we'll see.
Okay, looks like we're good. But on the off chance TikTok didn't exist, can I just throw like one or two names at you for a new social media app? I just thought about it, and I think it's the perfect name. Are you ready? Okay. Quickly.
Okay.
You like that?
Sure.
Quickly,
yeah.
Like quick bite-sized pieces, or what about Blink?
There you go.
The blink of an eye.
You came up with the solution to our loss of TikTok. It's all on you.
Well, it was ChatGPT, but sure, I'll take it. I'll take it. Thanks.
Finally, this morning, a man in Spain pulled off what most of us have only dreamed about, skipping work for 6 years. Without anyone noticing. His name is Joaquin Garcia. He worked for the city of Cadiz, or at least he was supposed to. And there was a paperwork mix-up that meant no one was actually supervising the guy. His bosses only realized when they tried to give him an award for 20 years of loyal service. It turns out he hadn't done any work since at least 2004. He still collected $40,000 a year. And when he was caught, he was fined about $29,000. His excuse, he said he was bullied at work and he spent his time studying philosophy, becoming an expert on other items. And the moral of the story is, I guess if you're going to play hooky for 6 years, you need to skip the Employee of the Year ceremony for sure.
He did not fully think this through. What he should have done, if he was going to go the long haul, what he should have done is told his coworkers, everyone around him, hey, cover me. And I'm not advocating this. I'm just saying, hey, cover me. I'll throw you a few bucks.
Well, he didn't really interact with any coworkers. Yeah. He didn't get caught until they tried to honor him.
Right.
Like if they didn't have this stupid ceremony, dude would still be collecting those paychecks for doing nothing.
True.
I mean, what is life? Come on. Mix 94.1. 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. If you ever want to reach out to the show, you can call us or you can text us at 702-364-9400. I also want to give a shout out this morning to Michael. Your girlfriend texted us, did not tell us her name, but she said you celebrated your 3-year anniversary together yesterday. So happy anniversary, Michael and Anonymous. It is 8:01. You ever have that family member where before you even leave the house, you have to pull them aside and be like, please, I am begging you, do not embarrass me tonight. Steph, you have someone in your family coming to town for the Raiders Chargers game, and you're a little concerned.
I am a little concerned, and this happened starting Saturday morning, actually. So I get a call from my mom, actually, and my mom said, hey, I'm with your tia right now, and you'll never guess who's in your town. I'm like, who? She's like, your cousin's in town. I'm like, oh my God, what is he doing here? Turns out he's going to the Chargers Raider game tonight, and he's a huge Chargers fan. He's such a huge fan that he goes to games by himself, and he's actually going to the game by himself tonight. So I'm like, oh my God, I'll hit him up. I'm thinking like his whole family is here. Turns out I hit him up and I'm texting him back and forth like, what's up, cousin? So excited you're going to the Chargers Raiders game. James and I are trying to go too. We're going to tailgate. Who are you going with? He goes, I'm going by myself. Unfortunately, me and my ex of 15 years, they have kids together. They broke up just recently.
Aww,
yeah.
No.
So he's like, yeah, we broke up. I'm here in town just visiting friends. But yeah, it's me in Vegas for the first time ever single.
Oh no, that you just said it.
He
first
wants a party.
Time ever and single.
Yes.
Ugh.
So I haven't seen my cousin single in years. I mean, decades. Maybe when we were like teenagers. And let's just say he was a party animal. His nickname is Hooligan.
Oh,
and when
I love
he
that.
And when he drinks,
do you want a Bruno Mars, guys?
His Instagram name actually has Hooligan in the title.
Oh no!
And then he loves his Hennessy. So whenever Hennessy and Hooligan are around, it gets pretty wild. So I told him, like, meet up with us. Of course, I haven't seen him in forever. But I had to kind of pull him aside because we're tailgating with Raiders fans, and I've seen him get into fights at other football games with the opposite team. So I told him, I'm like, hey, just to let you know, like, we got to be on our best behavior, okay? We're going to be in Raiders territory. I haven't seen you in forever, so I don't know if he's going to be super excited that he's going to be drinking. And we got to have that conversation. He goes, I totally get it, Prima. I love you. I'll be in my best behavior. I know you're famous now. I'm like, I'm not famous. He's like, but you're a public figure. I'm like, whatever. It doesn't matter. Friends, public, let's just be on our best behavior. So I had to give him the talk. He's the family member that I have to be like, please, don't embarrass me.
You're also looking out for him because he's going to be outnumbered today.
Yeah, yeah, we all are. We all are as a Chargers fan.
Yeah.
Mercedes, what do you think about this?
Well, I just, I want to know if anyone else has that same kind of family member. Do you guys have someone that you always have to have the talk about? Or when you find out they're going to be at the family gathering, you're like, oh no, 702-364-9400. Sounds like a great guy. Just sounds like the circumstances surrounding everything, it warrants a warning. I don't think that there's anything wrong with giving him that warning, but do you have to do that with anyone else? 702-364-9400. For me, that's my aunt. My aunt, I love her so much, but she has zero filter. Like none. And she will say whatever she is thinking, even if it's offensive. And I just get so nervous bringing her around people because I just don't know what she's going to say. Like, she does it to me all the time. She'll be like, you look tired. Or like, yeah, I am. Or that dress makes you look bigger than you are.
Okay, no.
Thank you. Thanks for the confidence boost. And she's mean to me at least 25% of the time, but then the other 75%, she's actually really sweet. So I just kind of deal with it. So, but if I'm bringing her anywhere, I'm whispering like, please don't say anything. Please be careful about what you say to people, please. And I'm also warning the people that are going to be there, like, hey, my aunt is going to be there. like, just don't take anything personally if she says something to you, you know? It's kind of one of those situations. We're getting some texts here. This one says, I have to tell myself when I go out to keep it calm and keep a lid on it. This one says, my Uncle Joe, if there's karaoke within a mile radius, he is on that mic before you can blink and know he cannot sing. This one says, for us, it's my grandma. She's 82 and will hit the dance floor harder than anyone at a wedding. We love it, but she also loves tequila shots, which, yikes. Yeah, tequila involved with any family gathering can be messy.
That's a smart thing. That fact that you're conditioning them. You know what I mean? You're going back to your, you know, your grandma, right?
No, my aunt.
Your aunt. I'm sorry. You're conditioning them. I can tell you that my mom, she's learned by now, but I remember taking her out to visit an old radio station I was at. And this is when I didn't give her a warning. She, thank God, she didn't say this to my manager, but she started conversating with one of my coworkers and she goes, oh, you know, they pay you too low. She said it just like that. They pay you too low. You need to talk to them. And then she goes on to say, oh, why they give you so little vacation? So little vacation. They need to give you more vacation. They take advantage of you. Everything is them taking advantage of you. And the whole time I'm like so red inside, Mercedes. I'm so embarrassed.
It's like you know that they are fighting for you, but at the same time,
they're not.
Please don't do this to me. Yeah, it can be rough. Who is that person in your family, and why do you try to tell them to take it down a notch or two? Your call is coming up. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. We have been talking about that one family member, that one that you always have to give the please don't embarrass me talk to before heading out. I told you about my aunt with no filter. Steph was saying she is nervous about her cousin, who is a diehard Charger fan, showing up tonight in Raider territory. April is on the phone. Who is the person in your family that you have to watch out for? Good morning, April.
Good morning. I teach at an elementary school, and my daughter was on the flag football team. And we're at the game, and my dad starts commenting on a boy's headband. He's wearing this headband to keep the sweat out of his eyes. And I think it was pink or something. And he's going off about why would he choose to wear that? He looks like a girl. He looks so silly. The parents are right in front of us. So, of course, they turn around and look at me, who teaches this child? And then I have to crawl away.
Oh, my gosh. It's like, yeah, all the parents or grandparents that talk about the other kids when you're in the stands. Like, I've heard it before where, like, my kid will miss a serve or something and someone will be like, oh, that was terrible. And I'm like, oh, believe me, she knows it right now. She doesn't need you telling her that, you know?
Yeah, they also do it at other games as well. They comment on other kids if they make misses and things like that.
So, April, what do you do or what do you say to mitigate those circumstances?
I just quietly tell them, stop it. Those parents are right by us.
Yeah, and then they do it again, right?
Oh, of course.
Thanks for calling, April.
Thank you.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant. Wendy, you're playing Heads Up. Good morning.
Woo-hoo! Good morning.
Let's get you these passes into our Verizon Soundspace for a Q&A meet and greet with J01. Pick a category. Do you want to go with West Coast is the best coast, beauty salon, dipping sauce, shiver me timbers, or Gotham City?
Let's do dipping sauce.
Dipping sauce. Okay. National Condiment Month is this month. So these are all just different kinds of condiments. Things you might dip things in. Okay.
Okay.
All right. All we need is 6 in 60 seconds. And we got this. Condiments are my specialty, Wendy. We will have no problem with this. Are you ready to do this?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Okay, Wendy, here we go. 60 seconds. And your Heads Up starts now.
Heinz makes this.
Ketchup?
Yes. Hidden Valley makes this.
Ranch?
Yes. Best Foods makes this.
Mayonnaise?
Yes. Is it Kiko Man makes this?
Pico Man?
Might dip your sushi in it. You might dip your sushi in it.
Oh, soy sauce.
Yes. This is when you have that kind of salad with croutons and like anchovies on.
Caesar?
Yes.
Dressing?
This is when you take pine nuts and herbs and you mix them together. It creates this kind of sauce.
Pine nuts and herbs.
Yeah, it's a green sauce. It's
pesto.
Yes, pesto. Yeah. You got it.
Wow.
Nice job, Wendy. Woo. You were great. You know, you were a condiment expert too. I'm telling you, nice job. Just got yourself tickets to check out J-O-1. They are a Japanese pop boy band. They are a global pop boy band. And they were just on that show K-Popped on Apple TV+. They're going to be joining us in our Verizon Sound Space for a Q&A and meeting with a couple of the members. We can't wait to see you there. So congratulations, Wendy. And we're going to have more of these tickets all week long for you to win with Heads Up tomorrow morning right around 8:25. Your next chance to win. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress, just like David says. Sleep easy, friends.
If relaxation is the goal, then San Diego is officially your best bet. A new study looked at 50 cities around the world, comparing things like parks and spas, sunshine, traffic congestion. San Diego came out on top with 266 parks, more than 350 spas, and over 3,000 hours of sunshine a year. Singapore lands in second place, scoring the highest in happiness. And then Vienna took third, thanks to its air quality and sunny skies. Portland also made the list here in the U.S. at number 8.
So I'm curious, because both you ladies, I know Steph is from San Diego and you've been to San Diego, Mercedes. Is it really that amazing? I've never been to San Diego.
I love it there. I always joke that it's my happy place, especially we like to go vacation in Coronado sometimes, which is an island right off of San Diego. And I feel like that's the true place where I can really decompress and just forget about everything. That's how it is for me. How was it growing up there, Steph?
I think it's a great city to grow up in. Is it expensive? Yes. Is it? There are a lot of parts in San Diego, I will give credit to, that are very serene and beautiful, like Sunset Cliffs or anything by the water. But when you mentioned that traffic congestion was a part of this, I'm like, traffic in San Diego is absolutely insane. When I went to go visit a couple weekends ago, I feel like it's actually getting worse than it is getting better. But maybe the beaches are making up for it. I don't know.
I feel like it depends on where you are and what time of day it is. There's this one part, and I don't know what the freeway is called, but you'll know it as soon as I say it, I'm sure, Steph. It's like there's like this really tall bridge, and like you go underneath it, and it gets really congested there. Do you know what I'm talking about?
It's probably the 5 or the 805, and it's probably because the way that, and it's San Diego's an older city, you know? We're really blessed in Las Vegas to have newer just infrastructure. So when I'm going to San Diego, I'm like, oh my gosh, this thing just needs to be updated and make the freeways bigger. But they don't, in my opinion, I feel like they don't put the time and effort into those
There's
things.
A lot of potholes too.
Yeah.
The streets are trash.
Yes, they are.
So let me get this right. San Diego, a lot of traffic, potholes, some beaches, and an island. Got it.
And great Mexican food.
I mean, San Francisco has all this too.
I don't know about great Mexican food.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
All right, we don't have time for this, but okay, we'll take this off the air. Okay.
Taylor Swift is in the news again this morning. Oh, that's loud.
Whoop, like it hot. Sorry.
She may be entering her new privacy era. Normally, when she shows up at a Kansas City Chiefs game, cameras catch her every move, but not this time. A privacy screen shielded her arrival this weekend, and even Fox kept her off of TV. That sparked a lot of social media rumors, a lot of which have already been debunked, but Chiefs fans probably noticed something else. The team lost to their rivals, the Eagles. So that was, sorry, Chiefs fans.
Did you hear the new song that they made? I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 0-2.
Oh no, that's so messed up, but also hilarious.
Yes, I know.
All right, finally, this morning, now, this is, forget the blender or the toaster. One couple in the UK has asked their wedding guests to fund their honeymoon instead. This is not anything new, but maybe the method in which money is collected is. They put a credit card machine at the bar with a sign that read, "Don't be tight, pay for our flight." The guests tapped their cards for drinks, and then the couple would use the proceeds for a trip to Mexico. The feedback, the couple says their guests loved it, and apparently the generosity increased as the alcohol kept flowing. I love this idea. What a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, I'm half and half. It's a good idea. Also, a little bit tacky, in my opinion. I don't know. What's wrong with just doing, like, QR codes?
You know what I mean? That's what I said. They had QR codes there with the where you could do that.
Oh, okay. QR codes to the car. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I revert. Then
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Yeah, why not? I think it's probably going to, I mean, you could definitely see that becoming more common here in the States. Yeah.
They did, instead of accepting wedding presents, they've been together for 14 years. They already had a house. They had a toaster. They didn't need any more stuff. So they ended up going with the QR codes and credit card readers. They said a lot of people don't carry cash anymore. So they figured they just have some fun with it. They said their guests actually really enjoyed it. And so the company they use, LowPay, said that they hope this kind of catches on at wedding venues across the country. So bring that plastic to the next wedding that you go to. That will definitely be the hit of the night. All right, coming up in just a couple of minutes, we have Jerk or Justified. Your wife wants to name your child after someone in your past. Is she being a jerk or is she justified? We'll get into it coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. It is Monday morning, and that means it is time for Jerk or Justified. Do you have a dilemma that you want some honest opinions on? We give great advice. Well, I don't know if we do, but our listeners give great advice. And if you have a situation you want us to talk about for Jerk or Justified, we love getting your emails. You can do it through our website, mix941.fm. This one came in from Greg. It says, "Hey, Mercedes, my name's Greg. I'm writing in for your Jerk or Justified segment. My wife and I are expecting our first child, a girl, in 3 months, and we're really excited. The deal we made before getting pregnant is that if it was a girl, she could pick the name, and if it were a boy, I'd get to pick the name. Well, it's a girl, and she wants to name the baby Naomi, which is the same name as my ex-fiancé. She knows this, but doesn't care. She says she loves the name Naomi and that my ex should have no bearing on our kid's name. She doesn't seem to want to budge on this decision, and I'm really upset about it. I don't want to call my daughter by the same name as a person I personally hate. I feel like it's going to be a big reminder of my ex for the rest of my life. Am I being dramatic about this? Like my wife says, I'm being, or do I have a legit argument here? Am I the jerk or justified?" Signed, Greg. 702-364-9400. I feel for Greg on this. I really, really do feel bad for you, Greg, on this. I don't think you're being dramatic. I think naming a child is a big deal, and you don't want any baggage attached to it. And every time he calls his daughter's name, he doesn't want to have to like think about the ex or someone he doesn't even like anymore. I don't think that that's really fair to him, and it's not fair to the little girl either.
Greg, hate to say it, I think you're being a jerk. Y'all had an agreement. It's important to your wife. Y'all should have, if this was going to be an issue with the, by the way, Naomi's a great name, beautiful name. If y'all had an issue with that, you should have probably forecasted that before you came up with this agreement. Look, at the end of the day, if you don't budge, right, if she succumbs, that could cause even more issues. You know, what do they say, Mercedes, happy wife, happy life? I think that, you know, you got to pick and choose your battles. I think you should respect the agreement y'all had. That's how I feel.
I feel like names are not really neutral when they're tied to a personal history, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not like he sat next to a girl named Naomi in the fifth grade and he didn't like her. This is his ex-fiance, you know? This is a major chapter in his past, and I don't know. I feel like the deal was fair in theory, but sometimes you get curveballs, and I don't know. I don't feel like the wife should go with that. Is there a way to change the spelling or the pronunciation or something? I don't know. Let's talk to Wendy. Hey, Wendy, good morning. Jerk or justified? What do you think?
I think he's justified.
What's your advice for him? What do you think should happen here?
So I think he should bring up, you know, marriage in general. We all make plans in our marriages and things change all the time. Maybe I'm going to do the dishes this week and you're going to cook, but then I get sick and we adjust. So I get that he made that agreement with her, but something that's going to give you negative thoughts of your own child, he should really just let her know that, you know, it's really going to affect him and affect their kid. And I don't really understand why she wouldn't budge on that.
Mm.
You know,
yeah.
I know you love the name, but don't you love your child and your husband more? And marriage is about compromise.
That's a good point, Wendy. But also, I mean, if he compromises, quote unquote, then couldn't that lead to other issues with his wife? Because his wife feels strongly about the name. And also, we don't know exactly how he feels. He said in the email, correct me if I'm wrong, Mercedes, that could cause an issue. But, you know,
he says he hates his ex.
He hates his ex.
He literally says he hates
two different people, his baby, his baby daughter and his ex, two different people. I think, just forecasting, I believe that if they named the baby daughter Naomi, he's going to love her because it's her, two totally separate people. Just my opinion.
Well, of course he's going to love her, I would hope. But what about a compromise where maybe that's the middle name?
That's what I like. Or there's
something like that.
Naomi's not the only beautiful name out there either. You know, I'm sure there's other beautiful names that maybe she could find. Wendy, thanks for calling. Let's talk to Amanda. Amanda, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, well, I think that whether she's had that name picked out from childhood or not, or I don't know what the circumstances were, you just, out of respect for your husband, you change it. How weird is it for her to, like, push that? I think that's just kind of red flaggy of her.
The fact that she does know it bothers him. The fact that she does know it's the ex, and the fact that she picked it still. Yeah, there is something kind of like odd, and I liked what Wendy said before, Amanda. What do you think? Like maybe making that the middle name so you don't have to call her that every day.
I think not
at all.
No name of hers should be that name. That's just, why would the wife even push that? That's just kind of weird to me.
I mean, thank you for your call, Amanda. And I'd be honest with her just about how deep this cuts for you, Greg. Maybe, yes, the name is beautiful. I will definitely give her that. But the association is really painful. And maybe if you just sit down together and write out a list of names that you both like, and maybe you could find some middle ground, that could work. I don't know. If she's really stuck on the sound of Naomi, maybe look for a name that has like a similar vibe or rhythm, like Noel,
Num,
or something like that. That way she gets the feeling she loves, but you don't have to carry on that ex baggage. Some of the texts that are coming in, I think he's absolutely justified because of his feelings. and if she loves him, she should be protective of his feelings and change the name, because that's very selfish of her to not take that into consideration. This one says compromise and give her the middle name. On Facebook, we're getting tons of text. Megan says, extremely justified. Your wife needs to pick a new name. Ask her how she would feel if the kid was a boy and you wanted to name her after someone, or him after someone she despises. And Pat says, you're justified. She needs to find a new name. There's only what, like a million names to choose from. So there you go. Let us know what you think. We're going to forward all these opinions to him. You're in a tough spot, Greg, but thanks for writing. It's Mix 94.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.